Margarita Carrillo Arante is a woman long admired in Mexico. She's a formerly trained teacher turned chef, restaurateur, ice cream company entrepreneur, and activist. And that might explain why she and a small group of historians and chefs worked for over a decade for one goal: the international recognition of traditional Mexican cuisine. And thanks to them, Mexico's heritage food achieved UNESCO's award as an intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Obviously, Margarita has much more to say about Mexican cooking, past and present. She's the author of the comprehensive cookbook with over 700 recipes, Mexico, the Cookbook. And recently, she and contributor Patty Hinnage got to talk.
Hola, Margarita.
Hola, Patty.
So nice to talk to you again. And I want to jump right in to the UNESCO Award. For people that aren't familiar with it, can you tell us what the UNESCO Award is?
This is a recognition for cultural heritage. They recognize, like, Day of the Dead. They recognize Mexican food. They recognize some music. They recognize things that are not physical, but they are cultural expressions of different cultures. And being in that list is a great, great honor, and it's a great commitment to keep on working to maintain this wealth that we have in order to share it with humanity.
So now Mexico has been recognized. How has this affected Mexico's perception of its own cuisine?
Well, in a very good way. Because as we grow up with this food, we are always surrounded by it. You know, we grow up eating this food. We don't really, when you have something there all the time, you don't think it's extraordinary. But when we worked and got included in this list, it was like, wow, we have something to pass on. And this is one of the things that is most important, because it made us Mexicans react in a good way. And especially young chefs, mm-hmm. now they all want to cook Mexican food. And they want to take it to the, you know, these modern, higher levels.
So it turned it trendy in a way.
Yes, yes.
Now, let me ask you, now that you're talking about the different generations and different groups, Mexican cuisine and Mexican food, as I remember it growing up in Mexico, was the realm of women. And I see that some of these new chefs tend to be male. How has that happened, and has there been a clash?
Well, we've given them chance. Yes, I always tell them that they have to recognize that Mexican food is a women's thing, because you know, it's always mothers, grandmothers, aunts who cook it and teach it to women, because it's traditional.
And Margarita, you told me once that your grandmother had a very funny saying.
Yes. She said, "Los hombres en la cocina, men in the kitchen, huelen a cuacha de gallina, smell like hens, I don't know how to say this, a popo de gallina."
Hens poop.
Yes, hens poop. And because they were not welcome in the kitchen. Men were not welcome in the kitchen many years ago.
Men were fed, but men weren't needed to cook.
Yes. No, well, I have a friend who is, she's the top chef in Mexico, Alicia De Angeli. She says that men in Mexican cuisines are very useful, but to carry the cazuelas.
So the group of women that have led the way and have paved the way and have worked so hard for this recognition are now welcoming this new breed of young male chefs.
Of course, because some of them are doing it the correct way, studying, going to the little towns and you know, getting this knowledge. And as long as you respect this tradition, it's all right. And you can make it modern as long as you don't add things that don't belong to Mexican kitchen.
Right. And Margarita, what do you consider to be authentic traditional Mexican food?
Oh, well, the food that has been cooked for hundreds of years mm-hmm. and is food that is made with the local ingredients, fresh local ingredients, that is what we always do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our food is completely mingled with culture and religion. And it doesn't matter if you're not Catholic. All Mexicans eat tamales on the 2nd of February.
Right. That's so true that Mexican food has so many layers of meaning for the family celebrations, for the locality, the little town you live in, the time of the year.
Yes.
Well, Margarita, lovely to be with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Margarita Carrillo Arante is author of Mexico, the Cookbook. Patty Hinich is author of Patty's Mexican Table. Now, you think you know Mexican food? Take a look at Margarita's recipe from the Yucatan for delicious fish dish, rubbed with a spice paste and roasted in a banana leaf, called pescado tikinchi. You'll find it, you know where, splendidtable.org.